Miss the show? Grab the Big Red Bench podcast at redfm.ie. Cork's new Red FM.
Like for the fight, we have to put a friendship aside. You know, we have to do the business.
Is that weird for you, kind of stepping across the ring from a friend of yours? Look,
it was at the start. I was kind of before the fight. I was like, okay, he approached the fight. We have to do it. We have to put on a solid performance with the crowd. I didn't want to disappoint them. We walked in, I seen him. I was like, Jesus, man, I don't like hurting my friends.
Yeah.
But it's business. Like, I have to do it. Like, so I'm actually glad now that it's over and done with, so I don't have to do it again.
Yeah, talk us through the end of the fight.
Well, like, for the first... Well, the fight didn't... Minute, I think, the fight was. It didn't go past the minute mark, I don't think. So, like, I started, I threw a leg kick. Just wanted to feel what the canvas was like, because I had a couple of lads that were slippy, so...
Yeah.
I landed a leg kick, so I was like, grand, I feel comfortable. And he came at me, like, he was game, like, he trained, obviously. Obviously, he trained hard, like, he wanted my number one spot. He wanted the Caged King's title. But, I said, I have to win. I can't go here. Like, I've too much experience to be losing. No, just disrespect to him, like, but I am a two-time world champion, and I don't want to be losing to an Irish-based fighter. So I said, I'll have to go and put on a performance that I always try my best anyway.
And what combination did you throw to finish?
I don't even remember. I think it was a right hand.
Yeah, I thought it was a right hand.
It was a right hand. I stepped in with an elbow. It opened his eye. It opened his eye to close his eye. And then I followed through with another right elbow. So it was just a right hand combination, really. It was a right hand, step in with the elbow, step down with the elbow. And when I put him down, I kind of stood above him for a second. Mixed emotions then, like, I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, were you worried when you didn't see him get back up straight away?
Yeah, I was kind of frightened because I put him down for an air count before that. And he got up, I was like, grand, he's alright. Then when I put him down the second time, I actually felt like tearing my hair. I was like, oh no, because I didn't see any response from him. I didn't see him moving. He was lying down his side. So I was afraid there was actually major damage, but luckily there wasn't, and I hope he heals quick.
This is your first time with the MMA gloves, is it?
Yeah, and the last time, I can tell you.
How did you find it?
Comfortable. Well, it was a big difference because we had to, like, in the Thai box, but you can trade shots, but with CMT you can't trade shots one bit because anything can happen. The forearms gloves, they're small, they're powerful. To be honest, I'd rather fight with bare knuckle
because
you wouldn't take as much punishment, but.
So not again.
Yeah, we'll see. It depends on how much the crew want me to do it again.
Well, we'll all want you to do it after that performance. So what's next now? Taking a bit of time out, or?
No, I haven't been approached with any other fights in the last couple of weeks. I just don't have the time to fight at the end of the year, so I'm just going to take a bit of time off and enjoy myself.
Ryan, well, congratulations on a great win tonight, bud.
Rory.
Backstage with victorious Owen McCarthy and Owen, a fantastic performance. You are the Cage Muay Thai champion. How does that feel?
It feels great, Rory. You know, all credit to Dammy. Dammy came out to us in the first bell. It was a great fight. Like, he hurt me right side, put me down the first round, got up straight away, came back at it. I have to hold my hands up to Dam. He gave to me from the first bell. I was trying to give it back, and then did the third round. Then I just done enough, just the way to pinch it at the end.
Yeah, your face tells the story of this fight, doesn't it?
That's the story with the small gloves. You know what I mean? It's that bit different from the norm with the boxing gloves. They do that bit more damage. It's still pretty late, you know what I mean?
I don't know about that. It goes into the third round. Talk us through the finish. It looked like Dammy picked up an injury at the end, wasn't it?
Martin was saying to me there.
Man!
Mark was saying to him, we were going in, he just said, look, Mark, he's either putting you down, you're going to have to get in, you're going to have to put him away. And Dammy went down to Dammy there straight afterwards, thanks for the fight. He was saying he was looking for the teep to the face.
Yeah.
But sort of landed on my shoulder, and as he lifted it and pushed him back, I think he tore a ligament or something, he went down on it wrong. When he got back up again, I just caught him with the backhand as he went to kick, and I don't think he could put the whale on it.
There's a point where it's win the fight, but it still doesn't take any away from your performance.
That's it. Like, it was a tough fight from the first bell, like, you know what I mean? But we'd probably do it again or something like that, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, myself and Dammy are great friends, nothing going to change that. Exactly. It was a great fight. A lot of people had to come up to me there saying, great fight, well done, the whole, and just delighted with it, really.
And a cracking atmosphere here tonight as well.
Oh, the place was buzzing from the first fight, from the first bell, round one, till the last fight there with Donkey and Adrian Corby. That, without doubt, there was just a war from the first bell as well. So it was a great night. Everybody was delighted with it.
And Conor McGregor backstage before the fights as well. Did he have any special words of wisdom for you?
No, not really. Conor was here. I know we got on Nelson. He was just chatting, having a few pictures with a few people and stuff like that. Himself and the SBG boys were here. He was chatting away with them, took a few pictures with us. He didn't really have any advice for us. He was just happy to take a few pictures and stuff like that.
So what's next? Going to take a bit of a time out or what's going to?
Well, no, if Martin has something for me, I'll jump in straight away whenever it happens. Other than that, we'll wait and see.
And it has to be mentioned you're doing this interview in your KC Show Alright Kid t-shirt.
Alright Kid! Yeah. I was at the KC demo. We had another go after. I'll have to go to the grand the next time.
Well, it was a pleasure watching you perform tonight. Congratulations on your win.
Thanks very much, Roy. Appreciate that.